for everyone who's celebrating his appearance. So Lord Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he has not only come by himself, but it is said, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishna Sangha Pangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayar Yanti Hi Sumedha Saha, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's coming in a very special form. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, and therefore his complexion is not blackish, but a very brilliant golden color. And he's not coming by himself, but he's surrounded by his Sangha Panga Parshadas and the Angas and the Krishna Varna Tvisa Krishna Sangha Pangasya Parsha, the Parshas, Parishads, the Parishads of Lord Chaitanya. So similarly, those who are participating in this Sankirtan movement can also be taken as eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the nature of disciple succession, that as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was meditating upon Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan, and those who follow him are also meditating upon the disciple succession, just as Srila Prabhupada was meditating on his spiritual master, and through him to Lord Chaitanya, and then to Krishna. So similarly, those who are hearing about Krishna, hearing about Srila Prabhupada and the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they can also be taken as associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with this in mind, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Avijadanti Mamuda Manushim Tanum Ashityam Parambhavam Ajananto Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram, that the fools, they deride Krishna as ascending or descending in his human-like form. They do not know his higher nature and his supreme dominion over all that be. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as well as Srila Jiva Goswami, have written in their commentaries that just as when we enter into the temple here because of the presence of the deities, we naturally pay obeisances. So similarly, one who's worshiping the deity in the temple but does not understand that the deity is also present in everyone's heart as Paramatma, then his worship in the temple is useless. In other words, as we're searching for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are advanced or more advanced, they realize that not only is Krishna present in the temple, but he is present in the heart of all living entities. And therefore, progress in devotional service depends not only upon following the basic principles of devotional service, but it develops with the understanding of how to exchange different types of loving exchanges with the devotees. Dadati pratikrinati goyam akyati prichati bhunkte bojayate chaiva shadvidam pratilakshanam. Offering the gift of Krishna consciousness to others and accepting the gift of Krishna consciousness, offering prasad to the devotees and accepting prasad from the devotees, revealing one's minds, one's realizations about Krishna to others, and as well as hearing their realizations. There's no better example than that of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of how to reciprocate these six loving exchanges with the devotees. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, still no one could be a better example, a better worshiper of Lord Krishna's devotees than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya used to reveal his mind to in different degrees appropriately. He revealed his philosophical mind to persons such as Prakashananda Saraswati and Keshava Kashmiri, and revealed the very essence of the limits of philosophical discussion about Krishna. He revealed his nature of loving and compassion to the people in general by going out and performing the Sankirtan movement, participating in the Harinams that the devotees went through all the villages and towns in many cities around India, chanting the holy names. He revealed his innermost feelings to his confidential associates, such as Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar and Sika Mihiti and Malati. It's Malati, right? So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya revealed, and also he heard the confidential talks from Swarup Damodar, from Ramananda Roy. He heard from Ramananda Roy about the epics, the highest limits, the devotional service. He listened very carefully to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 7 days. He gave prasadam to the devotees with his own lotus hands. His hands were so big that one scoop of his hand was enough to feed 7 people. So every time he served the devotees and put it down on the plate, the devotees had more prasad than they could possibly eat. He accepted prasad, he honored Lord Jagannath's prasad, and he appreciated it so much that when he'd take prasad, he'd think that this must be full of Lord Krishna's saliva. There's one chapter in the Antilila where Lord Chaitanya said, this prasad is something special. It cannot be ordinary. It is definitely transcendental. No material thing could taste like this. Therefore, it must have Krishna saliva in it. Krishna must have tasted it. He also gave the gift in charity. Matter of fact, he gave whatever he had, including his own self, to his devotees. And he not only gave to his devotees, but he wanted his devotees to distribute his own self everywhere. And he accepted the service and the love of his devotees without any condition. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the perfect example of a perfect sannyasi, of a perfect devotee. And as much as we can see that example within the other devotees who are following him, then naturally we'll remember Lord Chaitanya and through him experience the feelings of separation that he felt from Vrindavan, from Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and therefore our lives will become perfect. So we should try to learn how to see that example within the other devotees, how they're engaged in these 6 loving exchanges, and to the extent that the devotees are engaged in these 6 loving exchanges, then we should follow their example and reciprocate with them accordingly. This is our perfection. This is the philosophy we should learn how to develop our love for Krishna and for Krishna's devotees. And it is said, Krishneti yasya giritam manasedriyeta dikshasti yet chat pranitivis chavajantam isham shushu shaya chavajanam ananya anyat nindati sunya ridayam isita sangalabhya. That even if a devotee chants the holy name, we should take that as significant because that is the actual life of the soul. That means that the soul is woken up to some degree and this is his actual activity. All other activities we should take as activities just like that of a dream. And if someone is even just chanting the holy name of Krishna, we should honor him within our mind. But if someone is actually engaged in hearing the philosophy of Krishna and putting it into practice within his life to such a degree that he's becoming purified, then we should learn from them, cooperate with them, and honor them by offering them our obeisances. And to those who are actually advanced in unalloyed devotional service, who have reached the limits of unalloyed love, whose hearts are completely purified, and who love everyone because they see Krishna within everyone, they see everything within Krishna, to such a person, we should hear from them very carefully and try to understand their instructions and follow them with our heart and soul. In this way, we can make progress towards achieving the real goal of our life, which means to become conscious of Krishna through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and develop our transcendental feelings and emotions in our actual spiritual identity. So if we can do that, then we'll become very happy. We'll become very happy associating with everyone in this world, and our life will actually become perfect. So thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivrinda ki. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day ki. Gaur Premanande.
Om Yantimarandasya Ganana Sakalaya Tatu Militam Jena Tasme Sri Grave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Adwaita Sri Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare I have to comment, it's a great pleasure hearing from Palladananda Maharaj. The Puniyatra was the first opportunity I'd had to hear him speak, and I'm really appreciative of his wonderful ability to deliver Krishna consciousness. I just want to narrate one small pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interwoven with a pastime of Srila Prabhupada. In the beginning stages, we understood Krishna was God, and we heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we were told he was also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But how that was wasn't so clear to us. Nonetheless, Srila Prabhupada would speak very intimately and very lovingly of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And our first Gaur Purnim that we observed in San Francisco was in March of 1967. And on that occasion, we were told the day in advance that we would be fasting the next day from everything. We had experienced a Kadashi fast, but now we were going to have a full fast until sunset. And we were informed the next day, however, that Srila Prabhupada said that if it was too difficult, we could suck on a little sugar candy. So, of course, in India you have this rock candy, this mystery. We don't have that in America. So the devotees found a rather ingenious solution. We have these little candies around with a hole in the center, and they're made with sugar and water and flavoring, and they're called lifesavers. So all the devotees, they got a package of lifesavers and stuck them in their bead bag in order to make it through the day. Somehow or other, though it wasn't as hard as we thought it would be, but the day did seem especially long. And a good portion of it was spent in preparing a wonderful feast. And in those days, our feasts were fairly traditional. There would be samosas, tomato chutney. There would be kadhi with pakoras. There would be pushpana rice and puris and sweet rice and halava. Like this, it was quite traditional. And on this particular day, for the first time, he introduced a breakfast drink, which was with lime and a little salt and a little black pepper. We took that before we ate prasadam. But the incident, the pastime I was thinking about with Lord Chaitanya was when he was dancing in mad ecstasy, and he came on the beach at Puri and mistakenly he saw the ocean as the river Yamuna, and he jumped in the waters. Because he was in a state of advanced ecstasy, he had no concept of where he was or of his material circumstance. The tide at that particular area is very strong, so he was pushed and swept by the tide 19 miles to the north. And toward the end of that 19 kilometers, he was caught in the net of one fisherman. By that point, his body had undergone different transformations. He'd been in the water, so you know when your hands are in the water or your feet are in the water, the skin becomes a little unusual looking. And it was described by Srila Prabhupada that his limbs disengaged themselves, so that his bodily length was more than 7 cubits, because all the joints were not connected. They had become flaccid. And seaweed had entangled itself around his body. And his appearance was, the color of his body was like an opalescence color. And this fisherman, and the fishermen, they are not such educated persons, you know, they're very simple people. So he's pulling in, and at first he's thinking that he probably has a really big catch. So he's using a lot of energy and enthusiasm and anticipating, you know, this big catch. But when he finally gets his net in, he was horrified because he couldn't identify what this creature was. And in fact, he thought it was some form of a ghost. And simultaneously, uncontrollably from his mouth, he started to kitna, 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 kitna. And he couldn't stop. He couldn't speak normally, only kitna, kitna, kitna. Meanwhile, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were looking for their Lord. Where has he gone? Where is he? They went to the Gambir, they went to Jagannath Mandir, they went to all the places in Puri where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known to frequent, but there was no trace of him. And then they heard a story that a fisherman had landed a sea monster, and that the fisherman had become ghostly haunted and could only go kitna, kitna, kitna. So a party was deputed to go to this place. And they came and they found the lifeless appearing form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lying on the sands. And his body was covered with sand and just lying on the beach with seaweed and wet. Actually, and also Prabhupada said that there was blood coming from his pores of his body. Now actually, in the Catholic theology, they give certain, you know, they're very detailed, so they have certain details for ecstatic symptoms. That, you know, the Vaishnavas don't have the corner on ecstatic symptoms. Other religions, they recognize ecstatic symptoms. So it's interesting to note that elongation of the limbs, the blood coming from pores, profuse perspiration or perspiration almost shooting out from the pores, hair standing on end, these are some of the recognized symptoms. And of course these are also the symptoms that we are hearing that were exhibited on many occasions, either singularly or in a combined manner by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotees went up and they began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they revived the Lord to his external consciousness and brought him back to Puri, to Jagannath Puri. So on one occasion, Srila Prabhupada had narrated this particular pastime. And you know, to our young and very neophyte ears and very undeveloped consciousness, it was a very fantastic pastime. How he could be, you know, 19 kilometers underwater and survive, you know, then you'd have to remember, oh yes, he's God, he can do it, you know. But still, it's a very fantastic pastime. And this fisherman, he was delivered, you know, by simply, he caught the Lord in his net and he became imbued with the holy name and was delivered. So one particular evening, Srila Prabhupada asked for questions, and Govindadasi raised her hand and Prabhupada called on her, and she asked Srila Prabhupada, "Can you tell that story about Lord Chaitanya falling into the ocean?" And Srila Prabhupada was sitting, and we would always watch him very, very closely. We would watch every minute action of his hands, of his face, how he tilted his head, how he moved his fingers, how his fingers played the cards halls, how his fingers played the drum, how his fingers danced on the harmonium. We would watch his nostril as he breathed, how it would slightly enlarge and then go back down. You know, we were just glued to Srila Prabhupada. So we noticed immediately that his body was starting to stiffen. And there was a silence, almost a supernatural silence that filled the room. And simultaneously, we all stopped breathing. Time is suspended and breathing is suspended. And Srila Prabhupada was perfectly immobile. In fact, the first time I ever saw a deity of Srila Prabhupada, a full-size deity, and it had a very powerful and emotional effect on me when I saw such a deity for the first time, because it exactly looked like Srila Prabhupada looked on this particular moment when he entered into an ecstatic trance. And how long he stayed at that, it could have been a few moments, it could have been a few minutes, but it was an eternity. And for the first part of it, there was a current of fear running through our hearts because we didn't understand what had happened or what was happening. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would say to us, "I'm an old man, I may die at any time, you have to push on this movement." So we thought, what's happening? But of course nobody spoke like this. We weren't breathing either, we were perfectly still. And then we noticed a slight trembling on the surface of his skin. And his eyelid fluttered slightly, and he quivering around the mouth. And he said, thank you very much for asking that question. This was a very wonderful moment with Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.
Om Agyanata Varanda Sajanandana Shlakaya Chakshunamita Minatazmai Shri Gauri Namaha. Dvam Vishnu Baraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sinyavari Pasacharas Tarane. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gola. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So this is a very auspicious day, the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Lord Sri Krishna, he desired to deliver all fallen souls in this age of Kali. So manifesting himself as his own devotee, he preached extensively, personally, all over India. It was certainly glorious. In fact, unbeknownst to the people at the time, it's explained that when Lord Chaitanya was residing in Jagannath Puri, many living beings from the heavenly planets, like Gandharva Loka, the Kinnaras, and different planets would actually come down as human beings in order to get the association of devotees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Chaitanya, he delivered people in three ways, basically. The first way was those that personally had his association, those that directly met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are so many pastimes where that is described, that people, some souls have met Lord Chaitanya or saw him or heard him chanting, and they develop love of God. And now, of course, those are only a rare, fortunate few that were able to have that type of deliverance. Because Lord Chaitanya, although one of the greatest personality ever to appear in this world, he was only on this planet for 48 years. So how many people could he meet? And he was only staying basically in Jagannath Puri the last 18 years of his life. So Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that was one way. The other way was to, he appeared to selected devotees and delivered them like that. There was one devotee, Nisringanandana Brahmachari. Lord Chaitanya told the devotees that from Navadvipa that they shouldn't come to Jagannath Puri one year because he was going to go there instead. So they were very ecstatic. They were very happy. And Shivananda Sain and Jagannanda Pandit, they especially were very happy because they began to make arrangements to meet the Lord in Navadvipa and to prepare prasadam for him. And so they were waiting. Lord Chaitanya gave a certain time he was going to come. He didn't show up, and they began to feel very depressed. Where is Lord Chaitanya? So then a great devotee, the name is Nisringanandana Brahmachari. He was used to be called Pradyumna Brahmachari, but because of his devotion to Lord Nisringadev, he was renamed Nisringanandana Brahmachari. He came and assured the devotees, don't worry, Lord Chaitanya, I will personally bring Lord Chaitanya here. Prepare the prasad. Don't worry about it. And so he began to meditate, and he told them, Lord Chaitanya is very close now. Should definitely get the meal ready. So they began preparing the prasad. So when the meal was ready, then Nisringananda ordered that three plates be made, one for Lord Jagannath, one for Lord Chaitanya, and one for his worshipful Lord Nisringadev. So three plates were made, and Nisringananda Brahmachari went into meditation. And in his meditation, suddenly he saw Lord Chaitanya come, sit down, and eat all three plates himself. And he started to lament, oh my dear Lord, what are you doing? You're eating the prasad that's meant for Lord Nisringadev. I can understand that you are non-different from Lord Jagannath, but why are you eating Lord Nisringadev's meal? He says, and I'm a devotee of Lord Nisringadev. So if Lord Nisringadev has fasted, then I have to also fast. So in this way, actually, Lord Chaitanya revealed to this devotee in this appearance that he's non-different than Lord Nisringadev, Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna. He's the avatari, Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes we say the golden avatar, but actually, that's not correct. He's actually the avatari. He's the source of all incarnations. So that was revealed. Now, the third way that Lord Chaitanya would deliver the fallen souls was by empowering a pure devotee. So in Bengal, there was one brahmachari. It's not that one had to be a sannyasi or a brahmin or a guru. It was a brahmachari. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he entered into the heart of this brahmachari. And when he did, this brahmachari, Nakula Brahmachari, became effulgent, goldenly effulgent like Lord Chaitanya. And when he would chant Hare Krishna, he would begin to cry. Tears of ecstasy would flow from his eyes. His body would tremble. And all ecstatic symptoms were on his body. In fact, people were amazed because they had heard of Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic symptoms. And Nakula Brahmachari was manifesting the same symptoms. So thousands and millions of people were coming from all over Bengal to see this Nakula Brahmacharya. And anyone that came there, he gave them the same instructions. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, make Krishna your life and soul. And because of his great devotion, they were convinced to take to Krishna consciousness. But one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, a great devotee, Shivananda Sen, he heard about Nakula Brahmacharya and he had doubts. Oh, is this, is everyone saying that he's a Shaktivesh avatar, he's empowered by Lord Chaitanya? He had doubts. So he went there to see. And he stood off in the crowd, and in his mind he was thinking, well, if this Brahmachari, he knows my mind, if he knows my mind, that I am, my mantra that I'm worshiping the Lord, then I will believe that he's been empowered by Lord Chaitanya. So Nakula Brahmachari was surrounded by so many people, they were coming and going, and in an inspired state, he began to call out, somebody get Shivananda Sen, bring him here. Somebody get Shivananda Sen. And so one of the devotees went and ran. Whoever is Shivananda Sen, Nakula Brahmacharya is calling you. So Shivananda Sen humbly went with that devotee and sat at the feet of Nakula Brahmacharya. Nakula Brahmacharya said, I know you have doubts that I've been empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know you have doubts. But I also know your worshipful mantra. You are chanting the Gaura Gopala mantra as your worshipful mantra. And when Shivananda Sen heard that he had understood his mind and his heart, then he realized, yes, this was a devotee that was empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained, Krishna Shakti Vina Nara Tarbra Vartana, that only one, that one can only spread Krishna consciousness if they are directly powered by Lord Chaitanya. So we saw in the life of Srila Prabhupada, you know, we have the fortune of hearing from such exalted devotees who had so much association with Prabhupada, and there's now so many biographies about Srila Prabhupada and so much information about Srila Prabhupada, how he established Krishna consciousness on the same level as Lord Chaitanya. In fact, we can say that Prabhupada did more than Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya spread Krishna consciousness in India. Prabhupada came and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and created a worldwide family of devotees. And that is the evidence that he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya. He created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness with so many hundreds and thousands of enthusiastic devotees that were eager to take up the banner of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to every town and village. So we can see that I've been coming to Bombay since the middle 1980s, and I've been watching the growth of this yatra. And we can know that such a phenomenon is not possible unless there's the empowerment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Holiness Radhana Swami. He's manifesting that same potency to deliver the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in a very, very enthusiastic and dynamic way to hundreds and thousands of people in Bombay. And you are all very fortunate because you don't have to be in doubt like Shivananda Sen. You can just look around you and there's evidence. The evidence, you can judge a thing by the result. So the result is when there's real Krishna consciousness, we just don't have a room full of life members who gave a one-time donation. Here we have a room of committed devotees who are seriously chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And we are very fortunate to be witnessing this pastime. Vrindavan Das Thakur says that if you're very fortunate, you can see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even today. Huh? Even today. So this is certainly a pastime. Wherever the spreading of Krishna consciousness is going on with purity and force, we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally present Wherever the chanting of the holy names of the Lord is, that is where the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chooses to appear. So we have to continue. Whatever we have been given, we have to continue taking that into our lives and distributing it to others through the easy process of the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gopurnim ki. Sri La Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So at last we have come to the most awaited moment. Like the Chataka bird waiting for that drop of water from the cloud. Krishna says in the Gita, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya. And the taste of fresh water. So we are waiting for the moment of moonrise, which has actually happened. In our condition, we wait for moonrise on this day for something else, but we pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu that one day we will develop the same eagerness to taste the nectar what we are waiting for. So we will now take a short break to break our fast with the lemon juice that is available downstairs. So this is only for those devotees who have been observing the fast, and the others can be here. We will have kirtan, and the Matajis and Prabhujis can make two lines from here, and the Matajis will be going down in the garden. We have made arrangements for them. They will be supplied with one glass. Take one cup, please take it and come back immediately. The Prabhujis will go the other way, same way, but they will on the other side near the library. This side we will receive. You take it, please drink it, and immediately come back here. Thank you very much. So we'll have a quick break and somebody can lead the kirtan till that time. Hare Krishna. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण. तो जो लोग आज उपवास किए हैं उन लोगों के लिए नीचे उपवास तोड़ने के लिए ये नींबू पानी का इंतज़ाम किया गया है. दूसरे भक्तगण कृपया इधर ही बैठें और कीर्तन में भाग लें. 10 मिनट के अंदर हम लोग फिर से प्रवचन शुरू करेंगे. हरे कृष्ण.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Okay. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gina Gina Salakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadanti Swam Pradantikam.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya De Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu have descended in this world to show the most unlimited form of mercy to the conditioned souls that had never been shown by the Lord before. Actually, this day, the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is mentioned in the scriptures that it is the most important day of celebration and glorification of the Lord for the Gaudiya Vaishnav devotees. And of course, the second most important day is the appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When we talk of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can speak so many wonderful pastimes, activities, but his outstanding, one of the most outstanding qualities of Lord Chaitanya is his mercy and compassion for the conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada, in his preaching and teaching and speaking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one story in 1975 when Srila Prabhupada was traveling throughout the United States, and he came to one temple. At that time, the book distribution throughout the United States was very, very successful, very, very strong, very, very powerful. Amazing, amazing scores were being happening every day. And Prabhupada wanted to come to Atlanta because Atlanta was one of the biggest scoring temples for book distribution in the United States. And it's interesting that in Atlanta, the altar is on the very left side of the altar. The left section is Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Lady Subhadra. And in the very center, there is very huge brass deities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are the main deities in that temple. Since then, they installed, after Srila Prabhupada left, they installed Radha Krishna. But they kept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the center and put Radha and Krishna on the right. So today, if you go, you'll see very large and beautiful brass deities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada came, and it was a Sunday feast, and he sat down and he grabbed his kartals and he looked very lovingly at the deities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, and he started to sing. And he started to sing Parama Karuna. Beautiful song and glorification of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And hardly when he began his song, he couldn't sing anymore. He stopped. And he fell silent. And everyone can see that he was overcome by such emotion and devotion for Lord Chaitanya. After some time, everyone was very quiet and just focusing on Srila Prabhupada. After some time, Prabhupada opened his eyes. He said, simply chant Hare Krishna. He couldn't speak. He was overwhelmed by emotion. And it was explained that when he was thinking of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he was thinking just how compassionate and how merciful and how loving they are to the conditioned souls of this world. No other incarnation of the Lord has shown such mercy. What is our position? Just see, we can examine, especially of us who come from the West, we can look at our backgrounds very, very, no training, no education, no culture, no understanding of spiritual life, and any little understanding that we had was basically very limited, incorrect, and somewhat just mechanical or functionary. We would go to the churches, to the temples, to the mosques, simply out of some kind of ritual or duty, with no real devotion. But our lives were so much steeped in sense gratification. And somehow or other, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, coming through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have been blessed. Our lives have been given great fortune. To live in the material world, to live a materialistic life, which is simply based on the body and extensions of the body, and simply trying to satisfy the senses in so many different ways, means to live a life in vain. The living entity is not this material body. Jivir Surupaya Nitya Krishna Das. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. This is our constitutional position. This is who we actually are. Somehow or other, we've fallen into this ocean of material sense gratification. And we're thinking something else. We're thinking that I am American, I am black, I am white, I am Indian. I come from a certain family, I come from a certain economic background. These are all what is called upadis, or designations, and they're all false designations based on the principle of the body, which is simply it is given to us because of our desire to enjoy sense gratification. That's why we come to this material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was just a little baby, he would play in the house of his mother and father, Jagannath Mishra and Jasoda Mai. And he would simply cause so much mischief and so much destruction. When his mother would go out of the house, he would take everything in the house, he would just break it and throw it on the floor and smash everything. Radhanaswami Maharaj was explaining this particular pastime this morning, how the Lord would simply just create so much trouble for his parents. In fact, they weren't very rich. They were Brahmins, but still they weren't very rich Brahmins. And so everything he would simply break. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains in his commentary in this particular Leela of the Lord that the reason he did this was for two reasons. One is to exhibit his transcendental pastimes as a mischievous little child, just like Krishna did in Vrindavan. And the second reason, he wanted to show that anything in this material world, any objects, is completely useless. It's all Maya. What is the value of anything? So in his playful, mischievous way, he would simply show the uselessness of anything in this material world. Well, this is the mood of the Lord, to show the conditioned souls just what is this material world. We are very fortunate to come in contact with this movement. We are very fortunate to be here, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, among all the wonderful devotees, and having an opportunity on this wonderful day of Lord Chaitanya's appearance day to hear the glories of the Lord, to chant the holy name of the Lord, to associate with the devotees of the Lord, and to make our life perfect. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, sometimes people would criticize, well, what is this value of chanting and dancing? Is this some kinds of recreation or some exhibition of one's passionate mood? No, actually, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing, this is the highest exhibition of devotional expression that the living entity can exhibit towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the essence of Bhakti Yoga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his life demonstrated this essence in so many ways. It is explained in one pastime that the Lord, every day he would go out with his devotees and chant in the streets of Navadvipa Harinam Sankirtan. So after some time, he was thinking, well, we are doing this during the day, but then at night we are sleeping. What is the value of this sleep? It's simply a waste of time. We could be using this time for chanting and dancing and glorifying the Lord. So he gave an instruction to his devotees that now in the house of Srivastakur, we will now perform Naga Sankirtan, or all-night congregational glorification of the Lord. So they began. Every night the devotees would assemble with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees in the house of Srivastakur. And every night the Lord would dance, and Mukunda would sing, and Sri Advaita Acharya would dance, and the devotees would be just enjoying the Harinam Sankirtan of the Lord. But Lord Chaitanya would only allow his most, what we say, confidential devotees, because in this particular pastime, the Lord would go into great feelings of ecstasy and emotion. So not that everyone could understand these higher mellows of the Lord's expression of devotion. And so only his most intimate devotees would come. So one time there was one tapasya, and he was a simple Brahmin, brahmachari. He was living in the town of Navadvip. And he had heard about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and he heard about Lord Chaitanya coming together with the devotees every night in the house of Srivastakur, and he wanted to come and see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. But of course he wasn't allowed in, he wasn't at all qualified to come, according. And so when he approached Srivastakur and he said, I would like to come in and see Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Srivastakur said, the Lord only allows his most confidential devotees to come in here. I don't think it'll be a very good idea. So he pleaded with Srivastakur. And he was very simple, he was very humble, and he was very austere. Well, his quality is he would only drink milk. That was his only foodstuffs. He lived simply on milk. So somehow or other, the hearts of the devotees are very kind. And Srivastakur's heart was somewhat changed by the plea of this one brahmachari. So he said, you can come, but please hide. If Lord Chaitanya sees you, he will not be very pleased. So come into the house. So the kirtan began, and Lord Chaitanya would start to dance. And after a few minutes, he stopped. And he said, I am not feeling my usual ecstasy. This must be something. Something is wrong. Srivastakur, please, is there someone here in this house that shouldn't be here? And Srivastakur said, no, it is only you. You are here with all your devotees, and I am here. Who else could be here? He says, but still, I'm not feeling this ecstasy. Oh, but there is one brahmachari, he is actually very nice, and he simply lives on milk alone, and he wanted to see your dancing. And Lord Chaitanya became like fire. He became so angry. And when he became angry, the brahmachari, he came out, and he fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya looked at him and said, who do you think you are? You are simply think by performing austerities and simply by living on milk alone, you are qualified to see Krishna, to come to the kirtan. And so he chastised him very strongly. In fact, he was like a thunderbolt. The Lord is explained by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Lord is both like a thunderbolt and like a rose. He is sweeter than the sweet, and he can be so sweet and so loving and so compassionate. But he had another time when some principles of Vaishnav conduct or etiquette or some philosophical deviations, he can be like a thunderbolt. And the devotees, when sometimes when they see Lord Chaitanya in that mood, they would become fearful. So he was like a thunderbolt to this brahmachari. And he told him to leave. And the brahmachari, he turned and he started to walk out. And while he was walking out, he was thinking, oh, Lord Chaitanya, he is very kind. He is very merciful. Actually, I did get to see his dancing a little bit. And he wasn't at all feeling slighted by the Lord's chastisement. Sometimes when we get chastised in our devotional service, we think, why am I being chastised? We like to be praised. This is the nature of the conditioned souls. We like when we do something wonderful, or we do something recognizable, when we do something that is the spiritual master is pleased. We like the praise. But sometimes when we are a little proud, or when we are a little bit inattentive in our devotional service, we get some chastisement. But it says that whether one praise or blame is all the same, it's only different in name. When it comes from the all-loving Supreme Personality of Godhead through his pure representatives, that is the same mercy. And actually, it is explained that when we get praised, or when we get some glorification or some recognition in our devotional service, we are in a dangerous situation. Why? Because the tendency to become a little proud and a little puffed up can enter into our hearts and minds. But when we get chastised, when we get neglected, when we get the disfavor, then we can reflect on our situation that actually it's only by the Lord's mercy that I'm even here in devotional service. And the fact that he has noticed me by this chastising is an opportunity for me to actually advance in devotional service. So this brahmachari, he was feeling very, very pleased within his own heart and mind. And the Lord, of course, he is the super soul in the heart of all living beings. He simply understood the heart of this brahmachari, and he called him back. And he said, and again he said, please give up this tapasya, simply drinking milk. Just engage in devotional service and try to make your life perfect. And he welcomed him into the association of devotees, because he was humble. Trinada pisuni chena tayor pisu ishnuna amani nam amanadena kirtaniya sadarihi. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that this particular verse is the, what we call the eternal swarup of all living entities. Sometimes people want to know, well, what is my relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world? Am I a peacock, or am I a gopi, or am I a cowherd boy, or what is my relationship? But these things do not really help us in our devotional service. This verse from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastika is the essence of devotional service. That simply by meditating on this verse, Trinada Pisa Nichena, Tayora Pisa Hishnuna, Amani nam hanadena kirtana yasadarahi. By thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, it is only by the grace and mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the present acharyas and the devotees of the Lord and the Lord himself that we have an opportunity to engage in this devotional service. And with this type of appreciation, when we develop appreciation for what we are given, then we can value that appreciation and use it to the fullest extent. When we get something and we do not realize its value, then we cannot take advantage of its opportunity. This is the process of mercy. Nayam atma pravachanena labhya nameda sanapahudena sritena. It is explained not by expert explanations of the shastras, not by long process of hearing, not by great intelligence can one attain Krishna. Only when Krishna is pleased with the devotee does he reveal his transcendental form to that devotee. So by taking advantage of this process, by chanting very sincerely the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by associating with devotees in the mood of service and surrender, and then in these two processes are the essence of spiritual life. And then engaging our mind, body, and words in the service of the Lord. If we simply do this and not worry about so many other things, we have so many concerns in life, but if we simply make this one activity, glorification of the Lord, service to the devotees, our life and soul, then everything else will be automatically attained. Whatever else that we need in our life, Krishna will make the arrangements for that to happen in order to help us come to the platform of devotion to the Lord, pure devotion. So this day is a very, very special, special day. It is the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should pray for his mercy, pray for the mercy of his devotees, and engage wholeheartedly in this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord, associating with devotees, and making our life perfect in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared within this plane of material existence to fulfill a both external and internal purpose. It was the time for the descent of the Yuga Avatar. In every particular yuga, the Supreme Lord descends to teach the people of human society how they could utilize their lives for its ultimate purpose. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that we have achieved this human form of life, our only real goal should be self-realization. All of our physical, mental, social, family related, occupationally related duties should be performed in a very exemplary, responsible way, but always harmonizing with the essential purpose of life. To become free from the sufferings of birth and death and reinstated in our original position as the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. In each age, there is a particular method by which we can purify our heart and completely engross ourselves in remembrance of Krishna. In Satya Yuga, it is meditation. In Treta Yuga, the performance of sacrifice. In Dwapar Yuga, through deity worship. But in Kali Yuga, people have become so degraded, so incapacitated spiritually, that they cannot perform these activities efficiently to get the true result. In each age, the Lord appears to teach by his example how to become purified. In the age of Kali, the Lord appears to teach the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatir anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way but the chanting of the Lord's name. Lord Hari is the Lord who steals away all auspiciousness from our hearts.
all inauspiciousness from our hearts.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Paritranaya sarunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavami juge juge. That I descend again and again to annihilate the miscreants, re-establish the principles of religion, and give pleasure to my devotees by protecting them. The Yuga Avatar serves this purpose in the age of Kali, as does the Leela Avatars. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the essence of all avatars. Upon the compassionate pleas of Sri Advaitacharya that the original form of Krishna, in that spirit of mercy, he would descend to this world, so the Lord appeared. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Rup Sanatan, Argayacharyas describe the internal reason for the Lord's descent. Krishna, wanting to experience the nature of the love of his own Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, he wanted to understand the nature of her love. He wanted to experience what it was about him that made her so mad in ecstasy of love of God, of love of himself. And he wanted to taste the sweetness of the joy of that love that she felt upon seeing him and serving him. Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure, felt himself unable to taste the pleasure that Srimati Radharani was experiencing in her devotional service to him. So the Lord descended. How? Krishna and Srimati Radharani, who are the one supreme absolute truth, divided as the enjoyer and the enjoyed, appeared in one form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the inner heart of the ecstasy of love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. Krishna was tasting the nectar of himself through the heart of the supreme most of all devotees, Sri Radharani. And he wanted to distribute that love of Srimati Radharani to everyone without discrimination. Of course, Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Mahabhav. We can never have that extent, but the same sweetness of the nature of Vrindavan's love that Sri Radharani fully embodies was being distributed. No other avatar can do this. In fact, Radha Krishna combine in the form of Lord Chaitanya only once in every day of Brahma. So many billions of years. Srila Prabhupada would explain that Lord Chaitanya came only 500 years ago. Considering the next time he comes is what, 3 billion? 4 billion 320 million years. That's the next time Lord Chaitanya will come. Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. But Lord Chaitanya taught us how to cultivate love in a mood of separation.
because this is the purest and highest process, especially for those who are still conditioned by the modes of material nature. There is Sambhog and Vipralamba. There is love in union with Krishna and love in separation from Krishna. However, in the conditioned state, to cultivate a relationship with Krishna in a mood of union is very dangerous. It leads to what could be sahajyaism or taking things very cheaply. Because the Leela of Vrindavan is very intimate. And this material world is a grossly perverted reflection of the sweetness of the loving exchanges of Vrindavan. And our tendency is to superimpose our material conditionings on Krishna's Leela. Krishna's pastimes with gopis are so pure and so spiritually high that it is impossible for a materially contaminated mind to actually appreciate. Because we cannot help on one level or another from superimposing our own lust, greed, envy, and pride on those pastimes. If you do that, you make offense to Radha and Krishna. However, to cultivate separation from the Lord is to completely humble oneself. And this is how Mahaprabhu revealed his own mood of devotional service as a devotee. That I do not have a single drop of love for Krishna. If I did, how am I still living in this body? Why am I breathing? If I had a drop of love of Krishna, I would have died instantly in separation from him. But the fact that I breathe, the fact that my heart beats, means I have no love for Krishna. When we speak of Trinadapi Suniccena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, this is what we're talking about. Not that I am great devotee, I am lover of God. But to cultivate humility, I have no qualifications. I have no love. I am useless, I am insignificant. Now, from a material point of view, if you were to speak like this, someone would tell you to go to a psychiatrist. And what would the psychiatrist try to teach you? How to develop a sense of self-worth. That you are important, you are great, you are wonderful. And devotees are saying, I am sinful, I am fallen, I am useless, I have no love. We cultivate the worth of Krishna. We cultivate an appreciation not for our own abilities, but for the causeless mercy of the Vaishnavas, Guru Maharaj, the Acharyas, and Krishna. Because their mercy, if we can somehow or other cling to that, then we have all the power of God behind us. But as long as you have pride, you cannot cling to mercy. You have the misconception that I can do it myself. I am in myself something very good. You can come and surrender to me. But a devotee who actually feels I have no love, I am helpless, I am hopeless, clings to that mercy. And that mercy can take us back to the spiritual world. That mercy can fill us with the highest realizations of love of God. That is the only hope. Therefore, Gauranga Mahaprabhu prayed, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sihishnana Amani Namana Dena Kirtani Asadahari. One should feel oneself more humble, more worthless than a blade of grass. In this world, we're competing with each other. Who's better? I know more slokas than you. I can cook more varieties of bhoga than you. I can put on tilak nicer than you. I can play mridanga harder than you. I can dance more beautiful than you. And I can sing nicely also. I'm a better artist than any other brahmachari in the ashram. We're always thinking like this. This, do you see this beautiful paintings of disciplic succession? They were painted by one of your very dear godbrothers, Brahmachari Srila Haridas Thakur. He worked for many months to make this offering to all the Vaishnavas. Please let us thank him by chanting Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Rupa Goswami, who is the foundation of our whole disciplic succession. All of our acharyas are Rupanugas, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. And we are receiving all of our opportunities of causeless mercy from this great line of acharyas. So this competitive nature is there in all of us. But in the spiritual realm of consciousness, we should not be competing with others to put ourselves forward. Rather, we should always be seeking the means by which we can become more humble. Because you cannot hold on to mercy with pride. And it is only mercy that can save us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the value of anything is appreciated according to its necessity. An example. What is the value of a glass of water? Maybe some lemon squeezed in it. If you have just drunk a gallon of water, liter of water, if someone comes by with a glass of water, does it have any value to you? However, if you have been performing Nirjal fast on Gaur Purnima, and 8:15 comes, moon rises in the eastern horizon, and someone comes with a cup of water, what will you do for that water? What is the value of that water? To the degree you're thirsty, water has value. You'll give anything for that water. Swamijis are speaking, you're meditating on when will that water come. So by cultivating separation for the Lord, we can actually understand the real value of Krishna and his mercy. And even in the abode of the Lord, in Vrindavan, Krishna lived for only approximately 10.5 years. And he lived in Mathura and Dwarka for 125 years. After that 10.5 years in Vrindavan, the Brijavasis spent the rest of their lives in separation. But what was the nature of their separation? They were tested, and in all of history, no one ever passed the test like them. In loving relationship, if someone leaves you, in separation, the tendency is that after some time, time heals the wounds of the heart, and we somehow or other go on with our life. But for the residents of Vrindavan, the gopas and the gopis, the longer Krishna stayed away, the more intensified their feelings of separation in love grew. They cultivated that. They served him in separation. They didn't try to enjoy him, but they tried to serve him. The residents in Vrindavan did not want Krishna to come back so that they could enjoy him. They wanted him to come back so that they could be enjoyed by him. And every day, they were making garlands, they were cooking his favorite bhoga with the expectation that he will return. And Krishna explained, in your separation, I am always united with you. Union in separation. In that experience of intensity to want to serve Krishna, Krishna is reciprocating. Actually, even in this world, separation is very intense. If, do you know the happiness of meeting someone that you love? How long does that happiness last? But what about when you lose someone? How deep into the core of your heart is that pain? The pain of separation is far greater than the sheer happiness of union. Even in this world, there's only a few songs singing about how I love to meet you. The majority of songs are about how I'm suffering because I'm not meeting you. Yes. And music is the expression of the intense feelings in people's hearts. However, when we learn not to feel separation from the lumps of mucus and pus and blood and bones and stools of this world and other ingredients, but the transcendent Satchit Ananda Vigraha form of Krishna and his associates, that separation purifies, cleanses our heart. So we should always be cultivating this humble state of mind that I'm not a great devotee. All other devotees are greater than me. Some of them are hiding it. Some of them appear less qualified than me. But if only people knew my hearts, they would realize how lowly I actually am. And in this state of mind, we should not become despondent in a hopeless state. We should become enlivened. We should become excited. We should become enthused that I need to serve the devotees because they will bless me. I need to perform my sadhana very carefully because if I don't, I am finished. This other person, this Mataji, this Prabhu, if they don't perform their sadhana, Krishna may help them in some other way, but I am too fallen. If I miss my rounds one day, what will be my destiny? This is humility. Let me serve. Let me chant the holy names. Let me run to the temple to hear about Krishna. Let me bury my consciousness in the transcendental nectar of Srila Prabhupada's books. Let me preach, because in preaching, I can attract the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas. I'm not preaching because I'm an advanced devotee in illuminating the hearts of others. But we should feel I am preaching to purify my own existence, to be an instrument in the hands of the great souls who are so kindly protecting me. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this mood. I am not a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. In these four categories, in Brahma and Varna and Ashram, he was in the topmost level of both. He was a real Brahmin, son of Jagannath Mishra, grandson of Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur. And sannyasi, he was the crest jewel of all sannyasis. In fact, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what was his feeling? Gopi Bharatur Padakamala Yora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. Insignificant, infinitesimal, atomic-sized particle who is aspiring to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna, Gopinath. So this is the great, great contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has taught us the highest understanding of spiritual reality and the safest, purest method of achieving realization of Vrindavan. The difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan is the difference between Aishwarya Bhav and Madhurya Bhav. Awe and reverence and the sweetness of spontaneous love, but also humility. The residents of Vrindavan simply consider themselves to be the most ordinary cowherd boys and cowherd girls. And only Krishna could save them in every situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach us how to enter into that transcendental abode of the Lord. In a mood of separation from Krishna, becoming very humble and serving him and purifying our heart by accepting the gift of the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. And even if we are chanting, even if we cry in love, we should not think, oh, just see how I'm becoming very advanced. I'm crying, but he's not crying. Mahaprabhu, how did he cry? During the Rath Yatra, everyone in the audience, not audience, but all the devotees chanting around him, they were soaked by his tears. Soaked! As if they all bathed in the Ganga. But yet, it was his expression, I have not even one drop of Krishna in my heart. Otherwise, how am I living? So as we make spiritual advancement, we become more and more humble. We feel ourselves less and less qualified. We want to become as qualified as possible to perform our service efficiently. But if we're in any bit of knowledge, we understand this is coming by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. It is not mine. I am unqualified. What is the qualification of a saw or a hammer? The only qualification it has is its willingness to be in the hand of someone who's qualified to use it. So we should understand that we are simply aspiring to be instruments. Nothing is our own. That is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And when we all have this feeling, when we all have this aspiration, then we come together in a spirit of servitude, not in a spirit of enjoyment or exploitation or materialistic competition. We come to serve. Every devotee is a manifestation of Krishna. And how I serve them is how I serve Krishna. How I cooperate with them is how I show my willingness to love Prabhupada and Krishna. When we come together in this spirit and chant the holy names, then Krishna's mercy can descend into our hearts and lives and empower us to do the most miraculous service of compassion to the world. That is our great goal. Whether we go back to Godhead or not, that is for Krishna to decide. Mukunda Dutt, he didn't mind waiting 10 million births. He was blissful thinking that that's all it would take.